الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم، إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, elders, brothers, and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which mentions, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلِ، then Allah calls out to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah ta'ala tells Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, O Jibreel, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبَّهُ. O Jibreel, I love that certain person, you too must love him. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then makes his announcement in the skies, Ya Ahlas Sama, O people of the sky, verily Allah loves that certain person in the world, فَأَحِبُّوهُ, all of you must also love him. So then the angels in the sky also begin to love that person. Allah loves that person, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam loves that person, and the angels, they begin to love that person. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, then Allah places acceptance for him in the world. The hearts of people become attracted to this person. And the converse of this, when Allah detests any person, Allah dislikes any person, Allah hates any person, then Allah announces to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, O Jibreel, إِنِّي أُبْغِضُ فُلَانًا, I hate that person, you too must hate him. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam begins to hate that person. He makes this announcement in the sky, O people of the sky, Allah hates that person, you too must hate him. They begin to hate that person. ثُمَّ تُوضَعُ لَهُ الْبَغْضَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, then hatred is placed in the hearts of the people in the world for that person. My respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, may Allah make us amongst those whom Allah loves. May Allah make us amongst those whom Allah loves. And he tells Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, O Jibreel, I love that person. Allah has given us these beautiful nights, tonight being the 23rd night. It's an odd night. My most honorable and beloved father-in-law, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahimullah Ta'ala, used to say that these are the last flights that they're taking off. The first flight, 21st, already took off. This is the second odd night, the 23rd night. This is also taking off. And these are chances and opportunities for us to be on this flight. We may be weak and we cannot spend the entire night in ibadah. Most of you are working the entire day, fasting, taraweeh. But a little bit of time. At this very moment we are sitting in the house of Allah. Those who are sitting for sunnat, i'tikaf, may Allah bless them, may Allah reward them immensely. And Allah give them laylul qadr, and Allah accept the i'tikaf. And those of us who are not sitting for sunnat, i'tikaf, we can make the niyat of nafil i'tikaf now. And we also hope that Allah will bless us with Laylatul Qadr night. You must have already heard from the ulama and the imams of this masjid about the auspiciousness of Laylatul Qadr night. We're not going to go into the details. But in the hadith it is mentioned, من حرمها فقد حلم الخير كله. That person who is deprived of Laylatul Qadr night, then he is deprived of all good. So a little bit of ibadah. What we need to do, and I've been mentioning this the past few nights, is to connect to Allah. To connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one of us. We must condition our minds, condition our hearts. Oh my Allah, I want to be your true lover. If only we understood the Quran in the 24th juz that we heard tonight in Taraweeh Salah, and all the other paras that we have heard already, Allah talks about His greatness. Allah talks about His supremacy. Allah talks about His azamat, His qudrat, His power, His magnificence, His mercy, His love. One ayat we read today, لِمَنْ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will crumble the skies and the earth in His hands. It will be folded in His hands. Allah will address the tyrant kings of this world. Allah will say, أَيْنَ الْجَبَّارُونَ أَيْنَ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ. We are all those haughty and arrogant ones. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. To whom does this kingdom, this sovereignty belong to today? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. Belongs only to Allah, who is one who is most powerful. Allah talks about His qudrat. I mentioned last night, as though Allah is pleading to us, that listen, listen, turn to me. Allah is prepared to forgive us. These are the nights of forgiveness. These nights will not come again. Ramadan will pass by. And believe me, we will lament and we will express our sadness and grief that if only I did that, if only. Ramadan comes, it goes by. Rasulullah said, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. That the most wretched person, unlucky person, is that one. Month of Ramadan comes, goes by, and still he is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas we know the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much. It's abounding in the month of Ramadan. As that my father-in-law rahmatullah just said, that when Ramadan comes, the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are like torrential rains. If there's drought in any place and then suddenly there's rain coming and people go out with their buckets to fill that bucket and they come back, they return with a bucket full. But one person goes, he takes his big bucket but he turns it upside down. Will he get any water? Comes back home with an empty bucket. When Allah's floodgates, you see, Allah's floodgates of mercies are open. All we need to do, a little bit of qurbani, sacrifice, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In tonight's tarawih we heard, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah saying, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people, يَا عِبَادِي, in such a beautiful way. Allah didn't say, O mankind. Allah says, O my beloved servants. Which servants? Allah is not addressing the pious and righteous. Allah says, Alladina asrafu ala anfusin. Those who have wronged themselves. Those who have committed sin. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Then with great emphasis, those who understand Arabic, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Great emphasis on Allah says, Allah forgives all sins. Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most merciful. Somebody said very nicely, Khuda ki darbar mein aane ka intizar mat kijiye. Don't wait to come into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hamari ye darbar na umidi ki nahi hai. It's not a court, it's not a palace where a person comes and is turned away, where he goes back empty-handed. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. There are so many incidents in the books of Ahadith which you have heard many times. Allama Ibn Qudama rahmatullahi alayhi, Kitab al-Tawabin, he has mentioned so many incidents of people who made sincere tawbah istighfar, and within a few seconds, when their tawbah was accepted by Allah, they became great walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how Allah pardoned people who lived an immoral life, a morbid life, a filthy life. But when they made sincere tawbah, they came out of that impure life into a pure life. When they made sincere tawbah, istighfar, how Allah forgave them. Kifl was a person from the Bani Israel, lived a very immoral life. There was an occasion when he was about to commit zina, when a young girl required some assistance, and he said, okay, I will help you on condition you fulfill my desires, my haram desires. And as he was about to commit zina, she began to shake and quiver and cry. So he asked her, what's the matter? She said, I have never done such a thing in my life. But today, because I am in this distressful condition, I am in dire need, and therefore I am forced to do this. So immediately, some khawf of Allah came into his heart, and he made sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It so happened he passes away that night. And in those days, when a person would commit a wrong deed, on his door it would be written, this person committed that deed last night. It is Allah's mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah s.a.w. that Allah has not made this happen to us. In the morning it was written that Allah has forgiven Kifl. Allah forgave him. Why? He made sincere tawbah. He refrained from that sin. The time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was drought. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam begs Allah for rain. Allah says that gather all the people, and he gathered the people. Then Allah says there is a certain person in this gathering that because of him I have sent drought and not sending down any rain. As long as he is present in your gathering, I will not send down rain. He must move away from you. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam makes his elan that amongst us is a person whom Allah is very naraz with. Until he doesn't move away from me, Allah is not going to send down rain. There's one person who realized it was him. While standing there in his heart of heart, oh my Allah, I'm making sincere tawbah. Wallah, don't embarrass me in front of my Nabi. Don't embarrass me in front of my people, in front of my family. As we say, Allah may nadimu, may sharmindahu. I'm showing nadamat, regret, genuine he was, sincere in his tawbah. And Allah sent down rain. And Sayyidina Musa is perplexed. Ya Allah, nobody moved away. How come the rain is coming? Allah says, oh Musa, because of the same person regarding whom I withheld the rains, is because of him now I'm sending down the rains. He has made a sincere tawbah which I have accepted. Ulama says, Sayyidina Musa asked, Ya Allah, wo kaun hai? Who is that person? Show me that person. Allah says, oh Musa, when my banda made a guna, I was satar. I concealed his sin. Now when I accepted his tawbah, I still won't expose him. He said, wallah. Suratul Ghafir. Today we read. You know the word Ghafir? Then you get Ghaffar and Ghafur. All these have been mentioned in the Quran. Sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghafir is a person, you commit one sin, he forgives you. So we make a sin, Allah protect us, Allah forgive us. We make tawbah, Allah is ghafir of that sin. Then the word ghaffar has got a lot of emphasis. We say it comes from mubalagha. Ulama explain, when a person makes sins repeatedly, very often, quantity, bar bar guna karta hai, to Allah Ta'ala bar bar unko maaf karta hai. This is the sifat of ghaffar. Allah forgives him many, many, many times. And ghafoor, when a person commits a very big sin, a huge sin, the magnitude is a very big sin, then Allah even forgives that one big sin of his. That is, Allah is ghafoor. Allah commends that surah, Hameen, Tanzeel al-Kitab min Allah al-Aziz al-Alim. Then Allah says, Ghafiri Zamb. Allah is the one who forgives sins. Wa qabili tawb. And Allah accepts the tawbah. And we don't have time to go into academic discussions. We have limited time. It's a Mubarak night. But at least a few points. Inshallah, inshallah, if you listen attentively with a penitent heart, with sincerity, it could be the turning point in our life. What I'm saying is first for myself. I'm not saying this just out of tawadu. I'm saying it genuinely. We all of us, we need to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the word ghafar, maghfirat, comes from the word mighfar, which means a shield or a helmet that protects a person, especially in times of war, from the arrows of the enemies. So it is covering you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals our sins. Allah doesn't expose us. Ghafir dhanb. You committed a sin, Allah concealed it. You made tawbah, Allah is prepared to forgive you. Allah is prepared to accept your tawbah. Ghafir dhanb. Qabil tawb. Shadid al-iqab. At the same time, Allah is very severe in punishing. So Allah Ta'ala, ma'azallah, Allah is weak. He just make maaf and He's unable to punish you. Oh, shadid al-iqab. Zid Tawl, He is full of generosity. In the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, was a brother from Syria. He would frequent Madina Munawwara in the company of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. He knew him. But there was a period of time where he was absent. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu asked one day, "Where is our friend?" Somebody said, "Hazrat, he's become a sharabi. Drinking a lot of wine, alcohol." So immediately he takes out a letter. And he writes to him, very politely, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentioned the same verse, Hameem tanzeel al-kitab min Allah al-aziz al-alim, ghafiri zambi wa qabili tawbi shadid al-iqabi li tawli, la ilaha illahu ilayhi al-masir. And he sends this to him. Then immediately he tells his people, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een who were there present, listen, make dua for your brother. Ayyuqbil Allahu, Allah bring him, Allah give him the tawfiq, and yatub, that he makes tawbah. Fad'u Allah lah, make dua for him. Now see the hikmat of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. The manner in which he is tackling this problem. The man is a sharabi, the drunkard. But with such hikmat, he is going to win him over and help him out of this sin. When that man sees this, he breaks down in tears. That my Allah is so merciful. Allah is prepared to forgive me. So immediately he makes tawbah. And he throws away that bottle. After some time, the news reaches Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And then he explains to the people around him. He says, when you see your Muslim brother committing a sin, then do not assist shaitan against him by cursing him, by disgracing him, belittling him, by saying, "Akhzak Allah, may Allah disgrace you." No, make dua for him, saddiduhu, bring him onto the right path, with diplomacy, with hikmat, with love, with kindness. Do not assist shaitan against him. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, somebody, similar thing, he was caught drinking, and then he was being punished. After he was given his punishment, one person then blurted out and he said, "Akhzak Allah, Allah tujhe ruswa kar de, may Allah disgrace you." Maybe someone said, "No, don't say that. La tu'inu alayhi ash-shaytan." Don't help shaitan against him. Shaitan wants us to become full of despair and despondent. He doesn't want to see us making tawbah and istighfar. He wants us to continue, persist in sins. And he makes us feel, "Is Allah going to forgive me?" Will Allah ever forgive me? You know, somebody said so well, we take a bucket of water to wash impure clothes, clothes which have become dirty and soiled. One whole bucket of water we require to clean and wash our clothes, to remove the impurities from those clothes. But a man who's committed sins for 70, 80 years plus, all that is required is just one teardrop of sincere tawbah, one teardrop, and all those gunas are all forgiven. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayh, great muhaddith, in his kitab Zuhd has mentioned, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ أَخَلَّهُ قَارَفَ الذُّنُوبُ. If you have seen a Muslim brother of yours, he has perpetrated a sin, same thing, he says, do not help shaitan, don't become the helpers of shaitan against him by saying, may Allah disgrace you, humiliate you, may Allah curse you. No. He says, Inna ashaba Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kunna, we the sahaba, he quotes Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi is quoting the narration of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahabi of Rasulullah. He says, we the sahaba, when we saw any person doing wrong, we would never help shaitan against him by cursing him. Hatta yamut, until he passed away. And if he passed away in a good condition, we would say that Allah gave him the tawfiq of making tawbah and doing good. And if he did bad, then we say khifa alayhi amalu, that we have fear that perhaps his amal were not good. They were so careful in what they uttered and what they said. Ghafiridham, qabili tawb. There have been so many people, believe me, who committed sins. They reached a point when nobody showed them the way to tawbah and istighfar. They became so despondent that they actually left the fold of Islam. Show the people towards Jannah. Guide the people towards Jannah. If somebody does wrong, you don't condone it. Show him, bhai, you have done wrong. You have faulted. You made a mistake. Do it like this. Those kind words, believe me, will become a means of him getting hidayat and coming back onto the straight path. So I said, tonight is the time we go to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah is telling us, make dua to me. Tonight is the night for tawbah, istighfar. And whilst we're talking tawbah and istighfar, let us read the dua. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving, most forgiving. Tuhibbul afwa, you love to forgive. Fa'fu anna. Oh Allah, forgive us. This is the dua taught to us by our mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I find Laylul Qadr, I sense it is Laylul Qadr, what dua should I read? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her this dua. So read this dua. Another narration, she said, I should make the dua of Afwa and Afia in this night when she would feel it is Laylul Qadr night. She'll ask Allah for Afiyat and forgiveness. So Allah says, turn to me. Allah is so kind. Allah wants us to ask from Him. Tonight is the night of Tawbah, Istighfar, and engage in dua. Talk to Allah. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our dua should be like a person who is begging from Allah Rabbul Izzat. A beggar in the street. How does he beg? Does he stretch his hand out towards you and look the other way? Will you feel like giving him anything? If he just asks you once and he continues walking in front, you won't even give him anything. But he'll tap at your window, he'll make a very pitiable face, he will cry, even if it's crocodile tears, he will knock on your window, he won't move from there. Until you give him something. That is what Allah wants. In solitude, after this program, roll out your musalla. Raise your hands. Talk to Allah in any language. Allah knows every language. My mind is drifting to many things. There was a Jamaat that came once, a deaf and dumb Jamaat from Pakistan for 8 months. That they were, they'd come to South Africa for a few months, and I was sitting in the bayan. The person who is deaf and dumb, he's giving the talk in sign language, and there was a translator who translated the bayan. And I was very, very, very impressed. So I invited them to the madrasa, and they came the next day, and this person gave the talk. The person translated. Then I requested, because the day before that, the person who was the translator, he made the dua. After the bayan, he made the dua. When they came to the madrasa, and after the bayan was over, I requested to the translator, please tell this brother, I want him to make the dua. My brothers, I get emotional when I say this. This man is deaf and dumb. He raised his hands. All he's saying, just that coming out. I said, Ya Allah, you even hear and you see the of the person who's deaf and dumb. Ya Allah, you even answer his duas. Allah has given us voice. Allah has given us hands. Allah has given us bodies. Allah has given us a soul. Allah has given us iman. Tonight, oh my youngster, if you have faltered, you've gone wrong. If you have taken drugs, and you are sick and tired of it, or even if you're not sick and tired of it, you slipped. Come back onto this path of purity. All you need to do is two things. You've got to be genuine and sincere. You need to have that himmat and courage. Raise your hands and talk to Allah. He is most powerful. He is most powerful. Have this firm conviction that my Allah is going to help me. And after that, do what's required. Shun that drug. Don't go near that. Stay in good company. Go to the ulama, go to the people in the rehab, the elders of the community. Ask them, please help me. Person is slipped into zina. Same thing. Make that sincere tawbah, istighfar. Whatever guna it is. Tonight is a night to turn to Allah. Allah mentioned in the very first page, in 24th juz, what we read today, very first page. Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda. What a powerful ayah this is. What a powerful ayah. Is Allah not sufficient for His servant? Is Allah not kafi? Is Allah not sufficient for His servant? Actually, this ayah came down regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he had been preaching Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, to the kuffar of mushrikeen of Makkah, and they were worshipping idols. So Rasulullah sallam would work tirelessly, give them da'wah and show them their folly, the wrongs of what they're doing, that you're worshipping these idols. They cannot benefit you, cannot harm you, they cannot be your Allah. So then they began to threaten Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ. They said, hey, be careful. You talking bad about our idols? These idols will curse you. And you're going to suffer the consequences of this. Allah says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Is Allah not sufficient for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, His servant? عَبْدَهُ, His servant. Ulama then say that yes, it came down for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But each and every one of us, you got a serious financial problem. You in debts, you're trying. And your creditors are behind you all the time. And you're really trying to come out of this mess. Turn again to Allah. Allah will come to your assistance. There are many sisters out there, I don't know about Stanger, but I'm talking in general, who are living very, very pitiable conditions because they're being abused by their husbands. We see this every day. Even the month of Ramadan. And what we blame? He became angry because the roza got him. Roza doesn't get anybody. Don't blame the fasting. Blame our nafs. This whole process of Ramadan, to gain the taqwa, is to purify our hearts, to make us true human beings, to make us genuine ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to develop good akhlaq, to have love for mankind, to be good loyal servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we need, to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever problem you have, whatever problem you are in, whatever the difficulty is, whether it's some sickness, some ailment, there are so many people who got serious illnesses. May Allah give them complete shifa. Some of them are not being diagnosed. Doctors have failed, they're trying, they're desperately, but they just can't see what's wrong. And the brother or the sister is suffering. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Is Allah not sufficient for you? So Allah loves us. Allah wants from us, no matter who we are, what colors we have, what nationality we belong, we are all the servants of Allah. We are all in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So not a night to think I am superior to him and I am pious. No. We all are the same. May Allah make us pious. That's our goal, to gain the taqwa before Ramadan comes to an end. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned very beautiful. He said, see, Ramadan is like a ladder. A ladder has rungs, steps. 29 or 30 steps. And each one you take, first day of Ramadan, first step, then second day, third day. We have come so far already. Come right till the end, to the climax, as we say. So by the time we climb this ladder, we should have gained taqwa, piety. What is taqwa? Taqwa simply means that those things Allah has commanded us to do, we should carry it out. Those things Allah has made haram, we refrain from it. As Ali Billah came after Sahab Rahmatullah, he had come to Sangam many times. Allah fill his qabadur with noor, and he would simplify this taqwa for us. We should think taqwa is like so difficult. You see, he's a buzrug man. He's a muttaqi person. Taqwa is for all of us. And all of us can be muttaqeen. And Allah has kept Ramadan especially to become muttaqeen. If till now we faltered, we made mistakes, we were deficient in our Ramadan, maybe whilst fasting, we spoke ill of some person, or we changed our roza by doing some wrong, there is still that last chance. The last few flights. Don't just look at the flight going off. Board that flight. Try. Allah looks. I always say, take baby step towards Allah, and Allah comes running towards you. Take baby step towards Allah. Allah comes running towards you. That little child who's growing up, and the first 2-3 steps he's taking, the parents become so happy. They want to show everybody, see my son, he can walk, he started to walk today. And the father and mother standing in one side of the passage and the child the other side. And they're waiting, they're calling the child, and the child takes the first step. And second, by the time he's taking the third step, he's wobbling and about to fall and get hurt. The parents come dashing forward and they pick up this child and save the child from getting hurt. The love they have for this child. Allah has far more greater love than the most merciful mother in this world for her child. We're not going to take too much of time. This is my short message for myself, for all of you. What are we going to do tonight? Connect to Allah. Don't look left, don't look right. This person is watching me, you know, I can't read namaz now, he'll think I'm showing off. No. Because the flight will take off, and you will be standing there in the airport. Board that flight. And these flights don't get cancelled. These flights, they take off. Angels come down, Laylatul Qadr night. Such a beautiful night Allah has given us. 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. Doesn't mean the even nights we mustn't make ibadah. These last 10 nights, Rasulullah says, because every night was so much of ibadah. Hadith says that he would jadda wa shadda al-mi'zar, he would exert himself He would exert himself in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar. We know what gunas we have committed in life. And some gunas we have even forgotten. So ya Allah, those sins that I forgot also about, which you know Allah, pardon me. And be genuine and sincere. I'm repeating this. You have to be sincere and genuine. Show the genuine remorse, nadamat, and promise Allah you won't go back to the sin. If after making the sincere tawbah, you refrain from the sin, you showed the nadamat, you promised Allah, and again you slipped, don't panic. Don't panic. Go back again and make tawbah. Jo so bar toote, so bar jure. That which breaks 100 times also, it can be reconnected 100 times again. That is a wallah. Towards the end of the surah of the 24th juz, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those said, Allah is our Rabb. They had the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The recognition of Allah. Those who are the lovers of Allah, they are so careful that every moment of their life, they must not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is love? Love is when Allah says, oh my banda, I've created everything for you. And in response, the banda say, oh my Allah, I've left everything for you. But I'm going to clarify, doesn't mean you leave your wife and children, no. No. Leave out all the haram things. Those things that will make my Allah naraz. No matter how tempting it is, that beautiful woman is going past, and you are lured towards her. You want to cast a lustful glance at her. Ya Allah, for your sake, I am not going to look. When you do that, ulama and mashayikh have said, Allah will give you the sweetness of iman. You will experience a different type of feeling in your heart. And this feeling you can't explain to any person. Why? Because you did it for the sake of Allah. The month of Ramadan, you were fasting, things which were halal, your own wife which was halal. Nobody had any relationship with his wife while he was fasting. Food and drink was halal. Where you refrained from it. So this was the training ground. So we're going to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah says, those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who say, Allah is my Rabb. You see, when you begin to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to hymn His praise. You enjoy saying Subhanallah. You'll enjoy saying Alhamdulillah. You'll enjoy saying Allahu Akbar. You might not finish many tasbihs. A few times you will say, Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi Ramadan was a very great buzruk. You see, many times you say, Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. No. He said, sit. Say, Subhanallah. Ponder that, oh my Allah, you are free from any type of deficiencies. You've got no weakness, you've got no deficiency, you've got no shortcomings, you've got no defects. You are absolutely pure and pure. Take the name of Allah with love. Don't just take it as parrot fashion. If they do it as parrot fashion, then there's a story of the parrot. You know, the person who was living, the parrot was in good people's homes. And he learned the kalima, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. So he was saying that La ilaha illallah. But the one day when the owner was not there, and the cat managed to open the door of the cage, and it grabbed that parrot, that time no La ilaha illallah came out. It forgot the La ilaha illallah. Why? The La ilaha illallah didn't come from the heart. Take it with the love of Allah subhanahu. Shah Fazlur Rahman Ganj Murad Abadi Rahmatullah. Very great buzurg. Very great buzurg. It is mentioned when he should say, when I make sajda, goya ki Allah mujhse pyar kar raha hai. That I don't want to raise my head. Subhana Rabbi Allah. Gone into a different realm. So you are tempted to commit or to cast a lustful glance at the woman. But you say, Ya Allah, for your sake, I'm not going to do it. You know, there was a person, one youngster, always casting lustful glances. He sees this lady, but she was in hijab. So he went behind her. And he said, I want to, you know, fall in love with this woman. I want to see her. So that ishq, illicit relationship in his heart. It was habitual. He was accustomed to it all the time. So he sees she jumps onto a bus. So he also goes onto the bus, even though he is not going to that destination. But this is ishq. Makes you majnoon. You go crazy. But he couldn't sit near. She had a seat. She was sitting next to somebody else. And he's watching from behind. Now he's thinking how he's going to go and make salam to her and then win her over. After sometimes she jumps off the bus. She comes to a bus station. She comes out. So he goes behind. But he says, I can't just go just like that. Let me take one gift for her. And then in India, they were selling sugar cane. So he takes one sugar cane stick. And he runs in front of her. He goes before her. He kneels before her. And he presents the sugar cane to her. And then she opens her veil. And he's so excited. But when he sees, it's an old lady. She's got no teeth. Arey beta, daant nahi hai. Nahi chaba sakta ho. I got no teeth. I can't chew this bamboo. My respected brothers and elders, Allah is so kind. How long are we going to live in this dunya? Allah knows best. Maut is a reality. Qiyamah is a reality. We're going to stand before Allah all alone. All alone. And we have to answer for our sins. Now when Allah is giving us a chance to wash and cleanse ourselves, let us do it now, sincerely. And have that courage and himmat, especially after the month of Ramadan. That's the biggest test. MashaAllah, the mahol in every masjid in the whole world, Ramadan comes, what a huge crowd. Allah forbid, Allah protect me first, may Allah protect all of us. MashaAllah, Stanger got Lord Buzrugani Deen, Ulama. When we just enter Stanger, we think of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullahi. Think of Maulana Yusuf Tukla Rahmatullahi, and so many other elders and mashayikh. Those ulama, elderly, Allah gives them afiyat and barakat. So besides the halim of Stanger is known for many other good things also. But I'm talking in general, that comes the day of Eid, the day after Eid. That's Fajr, Ya Allah. Barely one saf or two safs. Let us not play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is independent. He doesn't need us. Allah has created billions of His makhluk. They are making His tasbih and hamd all the time. Allah has created angels from the time Allah has created. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned this riwayat. That in ruku position they are, from the time Allah created them, they are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some in qiyam position, some in sujood. And Allah does not even need them also. Allah has given us a chance. We are a special ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Turn to Allah, tawbah, istighfar, inculcate love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love for Allah and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then see how you'll enjoy your ibadah. And then see how you won't want to commit any sin. You'll want to be always attached to the masjid. You want to read Quran, tasbih, sit in good halaqat, go in the path of Allah. You'll enjoy being in good company. May Allah Ta'ala grant it to all of us. May Allah bless us with Laylatul Qadr. May Allah bless the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ummah is going through great, great, great pain and suffering. What we see around in the globe is all signs of qiyamah. We have to be prepared. One is the qiyamah that will take place, and the other one is maut that strikes at any time. And if you're ready, then inshallah we'll meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. When the person is passing away, then angels come down to assist him. As the Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahman has written, that shaitan comes in the form of his father on the right hand side, offering him a glass of water, because at that time the person is very thirsty. And he tells him, accept Christianity. I'm telling you, this is the right religion. Allah helps him. The angels, they drive that shaitan away. Then he comes on the left hand side. He says, except Yahudiyat, become a Jew. I'm giving you a glass of water, you're very thirsty. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا He is steadfast. تَتَنَزِّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ Angels come down and they drive away the shayateen. They tell him, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا Don't fear. Whatever you're going to see now in front, موت, قبر, حشر, everything will be fine for you. And don't grieve over your wife and children. Allah will protect them. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ We are your awliya, we are your helpers, we are going to be your friends now. Don't panic, don't stress. What a beautiful mawt it will be. So may Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq of turning to Him. Just take that courage, turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, make sincere tawbah for whatever sins we have committed, and beg Allah, do not make me fall again into that abyss of sin. Allah, you help me. Allah, meto kamzor ho, I am weak. Allah grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat. We just render a few couplets and then make dua, and inshallah then we'll terminate. These couplets, many of our mashayikh used to mention this. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Rahmatul Ali would always render these couplets in his munajat, which simply means, oh Allah, change the condition of my heart. My heart is full of passions, evil desires, greed. Oh Allah, my heart has been saturated in negligence, ghaflat. Oh Allah, shower me with your fazl, your kindness. Let change my heart. How long I'm going to live a sinful life? A sinner gets tired of committing sins. I'm tired, oh my Allah. Change my direction, change my path. Oh Allah, I want to hear your beloved name in every heartbeat of mine. Allah, Allah, Allah. And I want to enjoy the ecstasy of your love, not the ecstasy of cocaine and all those things. That will give you few seconds of enjoyment. Lazzati arizi, rizillati daimi. And the rest of your life, you are suffering then. Oh Allah, I want to move everybody besides you away from my sight. I want to live the remaining of my life, O Allah, only in your love. I want to sacrifice all the pleasures I have for your sake. Allah, give me your gham. This gham does not mean grief. It doesn't mean pain. Gham here refers, Allah, you give me your love, your muhabbat. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے ہوا او ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا و ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہ گاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے گنہ گاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا در کنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا در کنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے Oh Allah, with every heartbeat, I must hear your name, Allah, Allah. Mazi a jaye Mawla. I must gain that ecstasy, that happiness, oh Allah. Change my heart. Suno me naam tera dar kano me.
maza aa jaye maula dil badal de hata lu aankh apni ma siwa se jiyon mein teri khatir dil badal de hata lu aankh apni ma siwa se jiyon mein teri khatir dil badal de hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de karu qurban apni sari khushiyan tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de karu qurban apni sari khushiyan tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de sahal farma musalsal yaad apni sahal farma musalsal yaad apni khuda ya rahm farma dil badal de para hu tere dar par dil shikasta para hu tere dar pe dil shikasta rahu kyun dil shikasta dil badal de para hu tere dar pe dil shikasta rahu kyun dil shikasta dil badal de hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de tera ho jaau itni aarzu hai tera ho jaau itni aarzu hai bas itni hai tamanna dil badal de bas itni hai tamanna dil badal de meri faryad sun le mere maula meri faryad sun le mere maula bana le apna banda dil badal de bana le apna banda dil badal de hawa o hirs wala dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de
isaid rosh make a very short dhikr dhikrullah we have nafi and isbat we say la ilaha we sing la to everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that pretty face that haram face that is coming to our life we sing la to it that haram transaction we sing la to it that anger we sing la to it the spiritual malady pride arrogance we say la to it illallah this is isbat we put in our heart the marifat of Allah the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this is durus sharif Allahumma salli alayhi wa sallam
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka shukru kulluh la nuhsi thanaan alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwalil awwalin wa ya akhiral akhirin wa ya hadhal quwwatil matin wa ya rahimal masakin wa ya arhamar rahimin ya arhamar rahimin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا. فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كل ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. يا الله ماري غناكو معا فرما ماري خطاوكو معا فرما لذي جوكو در گزر فرما. الله هم بہت کمزور ہے ہم ضعیف ہے ہم مسکین ہے یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہے یا اللہ اقراری مجرم ہے یا اللہ. اللہ we confess our sins my Allah. اللہ we have sins my Allah. But my Allah we have heard how merciful you are my Allah. Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah, in this Mubarak night. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Ya Allah, Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, forgive all our brothers and our mothers and sisters who have raised their hands at this time, my Allah. Allah, we are only turning to you, my Allah. There is no other person we can beg from, my Allah. There is no other person who can pardon our sins. There is no other tawwab who can forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghafir al-dhamb, qabil al-tawb, shadid al-iqab, zat-tawl. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make anybody mahroom tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, before we stand up from this gathering, my Allah, make that angel come and say,
قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Rise in the condition that Allah has forgiven you. And Allah has transformed your bad deeds into good deeds. Allah, become happy with us, my Allah. Forgive us, we disobeyed you, my Allah. We displeased you, my Allah. All the sins we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, knowingly, unknowingly. From the time you became baligh, my Allah. Ya Allah, we spent our lives, ya Allah, in your disobedience. Ya Allah, we forgive you. Ya Allah, we ask you for forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. You forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you show us. Where else can we turn to besides you, my Allah? There is no other person we can turn to. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship. You alone do we ask for help, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single person, my Allah, whatever guna he has committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we asking you tonight, تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا. Ya Allah, we are sincere, we are genuine, ya Allah. هَمْ نَادِمِ هَمْ شَرْمِنْدَ, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we made a mistake, my Allah. Ya Allah, that youngster took drugs, my Allah. He became overwhelmed, my Allah. Ya Allah, he went into bad company, my Allah. With your qudrat, ya Allah. Your power, my Allah. Your fazal, my Allah. Your karam, my Allah. Your mercy, my Allah. Give him the tawfiq at this very moment, my Allah. To shun that evil practice, my Allah. Change and purify his life, my Allah. Make him your friend, my Allah. Ya Allah, that girl who has gone wrong, my Allah. That young sister of ours, ya Allah, who has slipped, my Allah. Forgive her, my Allah. Forgive the elderly. Forgive the young and the old. Forgive me, ya Allah. Forgive all of us, my Allah. You are Ghaffar al-Dhunub, Sattar al-Uyub. Give us that himmat, my Allah, and that courage to refrain from all gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, if you're not going to forgive us in these last 10 nights, my Allah, of Ramadan, which will come and go away, ya Allah, then what hope do we have after the month of Ramadan? Ya Allah, therefore we have raised our hands, my Allah. Have pity on some person sitting here, some person who is innocent, some person who is pious, my Allah, some elderly person, some ma'asum child, my Allah, some sincere mother at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, to that person, barakah, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the ummat of your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, we want to go running to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in dunya, we did not see him, my Allah. We have read in the hadith how beautiful, how handsome he was, my Allah. How all his beautiful qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, don't let it such that when we go running to him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns his face away from us. And he is told that these people, they changed your deen after you left. And the angels chase away such people. Ya Allah, make our Rasulullah embrace us, my Allah. Make him welcome us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah, tonight, if it is Laylatul Qadr, grant it to us, my Allah. Allah, we don't have the strength to stand in ibadah the entire night, my Allah. But don't make us mahroom of the khair of this night. Ya Allah, whenever Laylatul Qadr is, if it has passed, still don't make us mahroom. If it is coming, my Allah, Ya Allah, make us attain the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, grant all of us afiyat in our lives, my Allah. Afiyat in dunya, afiyat in akhirah. Give us salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the sweetness of taking your blessed name, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Make us enjoy making sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, so awesome. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, so awesome. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ummah bahut pareshan hal hai, ya Allah. Especially, my Allah, our Muslim brothers and sisters, our masoom children in Ghazza, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, Masjid al-Aqsa, ya Allah, it is closed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you open it, my Allah. Ya Allah, you open it. Ya Fattah. Ya Fattah. Ya Fattah. Allah, you open Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it become abad again with musallis, my Allah. Allah, protect Haramain Sharifin, Masjid al-Aqsa, and every masjid in the world, my Allah. Help us to make the masajid abad, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us frequent the masjid, my Allah. Especially after the month of Ramadan, That, Ya Allah, O menfolk, those who are baligh, Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq, Ya Allah, of making your masjid abad, being punctual in salat, and our mothers and sisters at home, Ya Allah, make them be punctual on their salat, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people who are not well, my Allah. So many in hospitals, my Allah, so many at home. So many have undergone operations, some are still going for operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are suffering, my Allah. Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. You are a shafi. Ya Allah, grant them shifa and la yugadiru saqama. Give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Especially our family members, my Allah. Our asatiza mashayikh, ya Allah. Whoever is passed on, my Allah. Allah, make the qabr rawdatun min riyadil jannah. Ya Allah, and give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, give us maud in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Qutr water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, protect all of us, Ya Allah. Our parents, our grandparents, Ya Allah. Our families, our children, our grandchildren, our dhurriyat, our relatives, our musallis, muta'alliqeen, our students, our mashayikh, our asatiza, our apas, my Allah. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, my Allah. Protect us from azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Allah, our brothers have raised their hands. Our mothers and sisters and others at home have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have umid in you, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat. يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله fulfill each person need and حاجت my Allah يا الله we're sitting here with so many needs my Allah Sar se pair tak, Ya Allah, from our head, Ya Allah, our entire bodies, my Allah. We are totally dependent upon you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghani and hamid. You are independent, my Allah. You have said we are faqirs, my Allah. Faqiruka bi babik, ubayduka bi finaik, wasailuka bi finaik, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, Ya Allah, fulfill each person hajat. Remove his worries, his sorrows, his hardships, calamities, whether it is a financial problem, whether it is a social problem, a domestic problem, whether it's a drug problem, whether it's some sickness, my Allah, whether it's depression, my Allah, remove all those balas and grant us afiyat in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, my Allah. Azirin ghaibi sab ki dua qabul farma. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, become the kullus of our eyes. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. Ya Allah, the people of this town, Ya Allah, you send your special blessings upon them, my Allah. Unki bapur nusra farma, unki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, those making ihtikaf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the ihtikaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, our tuti puti ibadat, our tuti puti dua, Ya Allah, tu qabool farma. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun, waja'alna lil muttaqin imama. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.